It is the power of your set apartness. And you have delivered Israel from under the yokes and bondage of the powers of darkness. As we gather here on this Shabbat to lift up your mighty name and to esteem the power of your authority, Yahshua the Lamb, we come before you to battle in preparation for the time. We give our love attentive over unto you, Yah. Because the sound of the shofar is the time to assemble. It is the warning and the alarm, the Yahweh unto Israel. Prepare our mind. We prepare our love as we enter into the presence of our great, mighty Abba Yahweh, the creator of all things, for his purpose, his desire, and his pleasure. He has created us all. And as we come before you this Shabbaton to worship, to esteem you, to brought you our Abba, for you are mighty. Your name is a magnificent name of all creation. Give it unto man, whereby we may know the power of the Mighty One that has created all things. We bow before you in contriteness, that the repentance of our transgressing of the Torah is brought before you, and the cleansing dam of HaMashiach, Yahshua, will purge and cleanse us from that sin, that disobedience that caused us to reject the direction and the commands of your Torah teachings. We pray that you would strengthen us all in the midst of the weakness of our purpose and desire that has been based upon and nurtured by our own iniquity, our Torahlessness, because we have not allowed your teachings that have come alive by the resurrected hope of Yahshua to be brought forth out of our levim. So cleanse us today, our Abba, the dam of HaMashiach, the cleansing power to wash away all of our sins, that we may come before you with clean hands, with our love lifted up, our minds steadfast upon you, our Abba. We may bring before your presence the offering, the sacrifice of Torah unto Yah. We brought you this day. We pray for your healing power as we ask you to look upon Brother Dale, his wife, Sister Celeste and Jayla, and touch them mightily this Shabbaton, I pray, give resolve in the inward part and strength, for you are the Mighty One. You understand and you know all things. Give them comfort and security today, for you are the orchestrator of all things, And the reason why is because of who you are, Yahweh. And every reason is because of you are Abba. So we will not reason in our minds and ponder things and to wonder why. We know that all things, for we know that all things, for we know that all things, for we know not we have considered, for we know that all things, for we know that all things, they are real, they are reality in us. For we know that all things, for we know that all things, our understanding is clear, our minds are settled. Our love is not disrupted by thought, for we know that all things, for we know that all things, for we know that all things, we don't doubt it, Yah, for we know that all things, for we know that all things, for we know, Yahweh, your experience has taught us, for we know, Yah, for we know that all things, for we know that all things work for the love of them that love you, Yah. They are the which are called according to your purpose. To your purpose, Yah. To your purpose. And everything that you have done in the house of Israel, it is for your purpose, Yah. And it works for Tav. We will love you. We will love you despite even our own battles. The trials that we encounter, Yah. We will love you, our Abba, for you are great. You are the excellent one. So we cry out unto you this Shabbat. We need your help. We know that you are a very present help at the time of all calamities and troubles. So help us, Yah. Bear us up when we awake. Impart your strength into us. The hearing of your word, Yah, the hearing of the preaching, that we may understand all things and the reason for all things, our Abba. Help us, for we're weak and fragile. We need your strength. We need the assurance today of the preaching of the word. Touch your people scattered throughout the nations abroad. Brother Michael and Sister Michael, now we pray as we gather here this day for her foot, Yah, that you touch her mightily and your healing power move in a mighty way, that she may shout the Teshua in Yeshua, for the Teshua power of Yahweh is delivered unto his children, and we may esteem you for your mighty works, for your hand and for your touch of deliverance. Move in a mighty way upon her today. The home, Brother Alex. Our listeners today, Yahweh. Whomever they are, we pray for them. We ask your strength upon Sister Hawkins. Touch her today. As well as those that are listening. Brother Mark and his family. And Brother Henry and his family. Brother Jerome James, we pray for his strength and his home to rest in your shalom, I pray, Almighty Yah. We ask your strength upon Pastor Person, Pastor Hunter down there in Atlanta. Look upon him, I pray, and strengthen him. Brother Jerry and Sister Maria, we ask your strength upon them in a mighty way. Pastor Aji and the brothers, the sisters there in Ghana, as well as Brother Stephen there in Nakura, Kenya. Strengthen him, Yah. Pastor Babu, there in the poverty-stricken area of India, we pray your strength upon him. Your listeners today, Yah, healing to their homes, the power of your virtue. Brother Paul Nisan, Yah, bless him. As you burn your desire pure and purer in his love, and strengthen him as well, Yah. Brother Charlie down there in St. Petersburg, Florida, faithful giver, Yah. Bless him, I pray. And strengthen our brother. And those that have sent offerings on this week, Yah, we bless you for them. The family there in Florida, Yah, I can't recall their name, but you know them. bless them in a mighty way. We brought you for all of the new brothers and sisters that we are able to hear from our Abba. Strengthen them. Let the order of this worship today be one that will esteem you mightily and recognize the power of our Abba and exhort you. And exalt the authority and the power of Yeshua, the Lamb that cleanses us from all of our iniquitous ways and our unsadika. We bless you today. We worship you. We shall sing of your honor and esteem your name. We ask it all in the mighty name of the precious Tikva, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Yisrael, and the Bayat of Yisrael, cried hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! For it is by the excellence of your power, our Abba, that we are made free from the bondage of darkness. And so on this Shabbat we gather to hear from Hashem. Cause our ears to hear, that our minds will be open unto your instructions, and that we will all receive it with gladness of love, not disputing, receiving the kindness of our Abba. Those that are listening online and those that will join us, this mass such, whatever form that it is heard in, those that it will reach, the house of Israel, may be a blessing unto them. We ask your strength upon Brother Rhodes there in the Philippines as he takes care of the affairs that you have charged the brother to attend to. Watch over him, I pray. Bless him in Yeshua's mighty name. We do ask you with Dr. Snyder there, Yah, in Florida, that the radio station will come online and up so that there will be those in other forms may hear the message of the kingdom. For the kingdom of Yah is at hand. Let us repent, Teshuvah, and entreat our Abba. For we know that the time is at hand. Help us all today and strengthen us in Yeshua's mighty name, we ask. And the Bayat cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, Barak, Binai, Yisrael. May Yah barak you today. Shalom. You may be seated. And certainly take great delight in all things that Almighty Yah has charged and established in our lives. I do. We know that He is in control of all things, and things may seem so insurmountable. We may wonder why and the reason, but He is the reason why of all things. He has charted the path of our lives, and what it will do, it will bring us before the presence of the Mighty One that created all things. And what a day and an occasion it shall be. We stand in the presence of our Abba and delight in His HaMashiach, for the power delivered unto Israel by the impaling of that body gives us strength and great knowledge of our Abba. And the power of it all is simply this. He is the truth of Almighty Yah. He is the power of His Torah right. What He has written in the law of Yisrael, that we may know His instructions. And that is what the Torah is about, brothers and sisters. It creates this experience that we have with Almighty Yahweh. Our minds have been so inundated with the cares of this life. The deceitfulness of deception, what riches truly are. Whereby it has drowned out the power of the Word of Yah, and we truly do not trust in Him. And everything that Yah has instructed unto Israel, it begins with a Torah. As He did with Adam and Eve. He told them what they could partake of, And he said, of that one particular one, do not even touch. For the day that you defy Torah, you will surely die. And men today are defying the Torah of Yah. What we have in these ill-reputed houses of Horam is nothing but death. There's no power of his life. There's no power of his Hamashiach, that the word of Yah is a living, viable entity in the lives of his people. They have all the rigor of their movement, their shaking, their gyrations, their fleshly speaking, but it never produced anything at all, nothing at all. And Yah has done something mightily in the house of Israel to prepare his people. And that is why we see the things transpiring in the earth. He tells us that a Siddiqah man, a man that walks under the Torah of Yah, he understands both time and judgment. The wicked will continuously to do wicked. Well, what is a wicked man? One that is blatantly in defiance. He has criminal activities against Almighty Yahweh. The wicked will do wickedly. And they cannot understand nor perceive the purpose and the will of Yah. But a man that has the strength of his Siddiqah, and that is the power of his Torah that he relies upon, he understands both time, the seasons, and he understands the judgment of Almighty Yahweh, the Mishpatim. It is very vital for us to understand that. And when a man begins to understand that, he will not walk in the tradition of his carnal fleshly ways, or what things that have been taught unto him by deception of his own flesh and those that they perceive that they have a great honor for, he began to walk by the will and the purpose of the one that created him for his purpose. He created all things for his purpose, did he not? For his beauty, for his excellence. And everything speaks of the excellence of Almighty Yahweh. What has happened unto Israel? Where is the strength of the house of Israel? Where is the power that, as the Melech said unto Yaakov, your name shall not be Yaakov, but Israel. For you have prevailed against all opposition of the enemy, and you have the strength and the assurance of Almighty Yahweh. Do we truly have that assurance? And that assurance brings the steadfastness. It doesn't cause us to doubt or to wonder. And the reason we don't have that, because the experience that we ought to have with Yahweh, we literally have not had it. And that is why there is much doubt. That's why we question Yah. That's why we think things are strange that happens unto us. I want to say this to us. Scripture says that a religious spirit or a strange woman is a deep ditch. And when one goes into her, he doesn't come out. So the strange religious concepts and precepts that are not based upon Torah, they remove you away from Almighty Yah. You began to doubt him and to question him, and to begin to reason with your own carnal mind, which is enmity against the Torah of Yah. You began to walk astray from him. You began to walk in your own ways and your own will, your own purpose. And death is imminent. Whereby there is no power of emunah, faith, no confidence, no trust in Yah. And the purpose to serve him, there is no life to it. You don't sense the life in it. There is no ecstasy of joy. There is no gladness in one's love. Because we have allowed that strange spirit to overtake us. We must prepare our minds for the battle and the trial. And the trial is for one purpose that is ahead of us. I want to begin as I lay some foundation today, as I lay a few stones, because the building must be rebuilt. HaMashiach is the key cornerstone. And every block must be laid in place. I want to show us the reason what we have not progressed in the way that we ought to, and what things we think that are for our detriment, Yah says that they are for a mighty strength and a mighty work that I will work in you, that men may see the power of my strength in you. And what men see today is this carnal action and reaction from those that declare that they know the mighty one. Kephar says in First Peter, chapter 4, verse 12, I want to read this very deliberate, because I want us to understand. First Kephar Peter, chapter 4, verse 12. Yah reminds us that even in the midst of opposition and powers of darkness that battle against the integrity of His Torah, and they battle against integrity of that Torah life, because HaMashiach, Yahshua, is the life and the power of the essence, the reality of Almighty Yahweh. So He speaks unto the Israelite brothers to warn them, to inform them, that they may rejoice even in the midst of this suffering, the reproaches that are against them. For Yahshua, the mighty one of Israel, is the one that we encounter the battles for. For He has come to make alive what is already in the love of Yah's people. That's why Yahkahan said, you have no need that no man teach you anything about Torah and the power of Torah. For when the Ruach comes, it will bring alive that which HaMashiach has testified of to Israel. And so what Yah has put in the lev of man, what He has put in the lev of Israel, the Ruah of Yah, the Spirit of Yahweh, gives great witness to the life of that, and it's only in Yahshua. And if it's outside of Yahshua, then the Torah, the Tanakh, the Word of Yah, has no power in us. And that's why we walk the way we walk. That's why we do not have the strength that we ought to have. That's why doubt is very easily accessible in our minds instead of the emunah, the faith of Yah. We will cast aside His very faith for doubt and unbelief, for uncertainty, because we don't know or we think we don't know. But the Word of Yah gives us clear direction. It shows us the clear path. And we have no reason why we ought not to understand what He commands us and speaks unto us. And Kephar says, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, he said, the beloved of Yah, he said, those that He liked, he said, zakah, or think, do not allow this to become a memorial. And that's what it has come. Listen to me carefully. It has become a memorial in our minds, our doubts, our unbelief toward Yah, because we really do not trust the authenticity of His power. And so when the opposition rise up against us, we resort back to that zakah, that thinking, that memorial that is established there, instead of what has been established by the power of His truth in Yahshua HaMashiach. So He warns them, don't even think zakah. Think not, or beloved, think it not strange. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, the bahan, the fiery trial, which shall try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Now that is the mindset of Israel today. He says to them, beloved, zakah, don't allow this to be a memorial in your mind. That the fiery trials, and we must understand what the fiery trials and the purpose of the fiery trial is. He did not say trials here. He said, but the fiery trial. The fiery trial that shall try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. Now that is how our minds think. That is how we perceive things. That why is this thing, or what is the purpose? We don't inquire of Yahweh for the purpose. We don't
acquire of him, the reason of it, but we think that it is some strange abnormality that has happened unto us. And Kephas said, don't think it strange. Think it not strange that the fiery trial that shall try you. What is the purpose of this trial? What shall it produce out of Israel? Is there a reason for the trial? The Torah teach us concerning the trials. What is this trial all about? What is the purpose of it? And there is a fiery trial that shall try you. And we cannot think that it is some strange thing, because if it is a strange thing that we are falling into this religious spirit, a strange woman is a deep ditch. And that is what the religious power has done to the mind of many today. That there is no confidence in Almighty Yahweh. There must be a process that Yahweh must take us through to refine us, to smelt us, and to form us into the power of the image of Yahshua HaMashiach. We are not there, brothers and sisters. We have the image of carnality, the practices of carnality. We have the enmity against Yah in our minds because we think what he does or what he performs on us or what he brings us through, it is something very strange. It should not be. We think that we are the only ones that are being tried or the trial or the fiery trial. He said to all of them that were the beloved of Yah, beloved, don't think that it is strange. The fiery trial that shall try you, as though some strange, some mythical, something, some magical thing has happened unto you and no one else. He said, don't think that it is strange, because it is not strange. And what Yah purposed for us, it is not strange. It is one thing that is going to be proven whether he is who he is. And that is the purpose of all things. Whether he is the mighty one, the creator of all things, whether we trust in him, or whether we do not. So don't think it's strange. The fiery trials, or the trial that shall try you, and we're going to be tried, because Yahweh knows what's in man and the love of man. But he knows who he is, and what that does, it gives us a profound experience with him. And it becomes a reality to us. We began to resort to the own activities of our minds, our thoughts. Then Yahweh is not a reality to us. When the trial persists against us, and we resort to the living word of Yahweh and the power of his HaMashiach, then there is an experience that is developed there. And the reason we don't have that experience developed there, listen, brothers and sisters, because we resort to every avenue of our own logic, our thinkings, and we do not resort or take cover and comfort in the word of Almighty Yahweh. And so when we are trying, or when the very opposition that opposed the living power of Torah in us, we think that it is strange. And we began to defy the standards and the rules of Torah that Yah has written in the law of Yisrael. And we find ourselves in the deep ravines, at the deep gullies of doubt and unbelief and untrust, and we cannot even get close to even Yahweh. And so we find ourselves thinking that, why is this befallen me? It is a strange thing. Who am I? I am above this, and we are not above the trial, the fiery trial. And there is a reason for it, brothers and sisters. It is that the power of that written word that Yah has written in the inward part at the lamp of Yisrael, and HaMashiach is the God. He is the life and the power of that, and the Ruah of the life of those words. It is brought alive by HaKodash Ruah. The witness of Yahshua becomes real. It becomes alive. And we don't draw from the strength of flesh, but we draw from the strength of what is written in our lamp. We are people that draw from the strength of our flesh. We draw from the strength of actions and reactions instead of drawing from the power of the living words. And we're going to have a fiery trial. I will show you what the fiery thing is. It's in the book in your hand. We just do not love it enough to search it out. We do not have a heart that pants after it to see what it says to us, because it has no value, no purpose, and because of that, it doesn't produce the power of the experience that we ought to have with Yahweh. And we don't have that. And that's why we resort to our own carnal actions. That's why we resort to our flesh for the remedies. And Yah says, I'm going to have to make this word alive with great purpose. And so he sent HaMashiach to be the life and the power of this witness of truth that he had written in us. And HaMashiach, when we hear the profoundness of this Messiah, it ought to witness in our life that this is of a truth that he has sent from our Abba. And that what is written in us, it ought to begin to come alive. And there should be no opposition against what Yah does or his purpose in our lives. He has a purpose, and that is the fiery trial. I know what the serpents of hell will teach you. I know what they tell the people. Your destiny is a fiery trial. That's what it is. That's your destiny. Because he is going to be proven whether his Torah is the power and the strength of his rule and his kingdom, or whether he is just some kind of phallus, false thing like every other damnable god. He is going to be proven. That is why the witness and the power of the life of his truth was represented and fulfilled in Yahshua. That the Nabis, the prophets, spoke of the profoundness of this truth, and Yahshua gave us the power of the life of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And he did not want to leave us comfortless to have doubt and unbelief. So he sent his Ruah. He sent the power of his life. He breathed doubt into you. And that's the power of his Ruah. Not this damnable mess that they call the Ruah of Yahweh. He breathed down the life. He breathed the life. He caused that to come alive by his breath. By the breath of our Abba, like he did Adam. And because of that, that witness of truth ought to be in us. He is able. He is more than able. His word is the strength of his character, what he can do, and what he will do for Israel. It is not a strange thing. The things that happen unto us, as though something strange has happened to us, that I am the only one that is encountering this. There's a fiery trial that shall try the house of Israel. Figure not strange that the fiery trial, not trials, but the trial that shall try you. Not trials, but trial. There's a singular trial. And it is the purpose of Yah. Verse 13, he says, but rejoice, but gilah, rejoice. Inasmuch as you are partakers of Yahshua HaMashiach's suffering, that when his tefireth shall be revealed, when his great majesty, his honor shall be revealed, you shall be gilah, you shall be glad also with exceeding joy. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? That's not only in the coming of the HaMashiach, but this is the now revealed word. When the power of this revelation of HaMashiach is revealed in you, when there's a sense and a knowledge of that, then there's a power of rejoicing that ought to come forth out of the lap of the people of Yah. And the reason there is no power of that is because the beauty of this HaMashiach has not been revealed, and that is why there is no rejoicing, because we don't sense that we are partakers of the begotten Son of Almighty Yah. So it has no real purpose or reality in us. And any form of affliction, we discount it as something strange happening unto us. But it is not so. Not to Israel. They rejoice in it. Because in the midst of that affliction, HaMashiach is revealed in them. And the power of his overcoming and enduring is revealed in them. That is not revealed in the people today. What is revealed there is a constant murmuring and doubting of Yah. We discount him with unbelief. We question him whether his word is authentic. Whether it is the power of truth to bring that deliverance. And we found ourselves in that realm. We began to reason. And we found ourselves thinking that this is a strange thing that has happened unto me. And so what we do, we put Yahweh, not only do we put him in judgment, but we put the true reality and the evidence, whether it's real or false, whether HaMashiach is alive in you. No witness there. No power of his truth. Because the power of that truth, when even in the midst of that suffering, you know, or that affliction, you know that is the purpose of the power of the witness of this truth that has caused that word that was written in Israel to come alive. And so the enemy does all he can in our natural minds to make us think this is strange. Why me? What is the purpose of this? And what it ought to do is cause us to have great Gilead and Shemach. Calls us to rejoice and to rejoice in our Abba, but it doesn't cause that. We can be hypocritical about it and say it does, but it doesn't. It doesn't. Because the power of that life of Yahshua is not revealed. That has more to do with just his coming. It has to do with his coming, his daily. He's mindful of man, that he visit them daily. He visit the son of man every day, brothers and sisters. This is not something in the Bible. The word of Yah is very now. It is a very present help. This word is for the present time. It's not something that's going to take place in the future. Although Yah knew, he established the end from the beginning. He knows all things. And he understands all things. When we understand the purpose, HaMashiach came. He came to bring alive that which was written in us. I will show us in Scripture. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I will show you. I want to really take my time. And the reason sometimes I get vociferous because our minds must comprehend what Yah speaks. We can comprehend every kind of vile, foolish thing there is. We can retain it. When it comes to this, we cannot. We charge Yah foolishly. We speak of God's purpose, his desire. And the reason why, because we have no experience with him. We may say we have experience, but we do not have experience with Almighty Yahweh. And so, in so much that we rejoice that we are partakers, that we know that we are partakers. That simple little expression there, partakers, that Yah has elected a people, he has called them, and not only has he called them, but he has fortified them. He has given them the strength, he has given them the maturity and the wherewithal to combat that which will come against them because they are partakers. That he has elected you to be a partaker. I don't think that registers in our mind. He has elected you to be a partaker. Do you understand when men are elected by Mr. Bush to become partakers of his cabinet, advisory board? Do you not understand the great ecstasy they have? They go out, they rejoice. They go out, they have drinks, they have throw a big shindig for everyone. I don't think this is registering in the minds of Yah's people. Because our minds are so dense with such folly and sin, we cannot comprehend the simplicity of the power of the word of Yah. He said, you're partakers. Well, what is a partaker in the home of someone that is very wealthy and they're up to their lifestyle? They're overwhelmed by that. And they rejoice even though that they see the very splendor of their riches. They're just glad to be a partaker, are they not? When a man is in the company of a wealthy man or a wealthy woman, she gets a goosebump just to say that she's in her company. I was listening the other day, a woman drove all the way from Tampa, Florida, to see this Jezebel from England, Queen of England, when she came to Virginia. And she says this once in a lifetime. This is an experience that you will never forget. Do you all hear me? Here is this natural, this thing that wouldn't even touch this woman. She would not even touch her. Protocol of the Queen, unless she extends her hand to you, you don't extend your hand to shake her hand. And this queen, this Jezebel, wouldn't even touch the woman. But she drove all the way from Tampa, Florida, to Virginia, to be in that gala of festivity, to be a partaker, to be a partaker, to be a part of that event. And Yah says that you don't even know that you are partakers. You are partakers. You are partakers. You are part of this. And the reason we don't comprehend that because we think it's strange. Well, I've been afflicted in this circumstance. He said, you think that is strange, huh? And when we think it's strange, we fall into this sullic religious spirit. It's something of self-piety and self-pity. It's something of some kind of piety, some kind of religious strange whore to give you some kind of self-righteousness which is worth nothing but a filthy minister rag from a woman. And so we think it's strange that this thing has befallen me. When one suffers for their wickedness, their own sins, just fall down and repent. That's what you do. But he said, don't think it's strange because we are partakers. We have been part of this experience with HaMashiach. And the reason you have no experience with me because you don't want to go through the experience, the tests, the trying of that written truth in you. And if HaMashiach is in you, then he brings that alive. And if that comes alive, then it is the power of me, of Almighty Yah, that can withstand every power of hell. HaMashiach spoke the word of Yah, and he bound the powers of darkness. He cast out demonic, oppressive spirit. Those that were sick were healed of palsy and every kind of disease by simply speaking the power of the word of Yahweh. And so in the trial of this true identity of HaMashiach, it will cause the power of that word that I have written in the inward part of the level of my house Israel. It shall rise to the standard and the occasion. And in the rising of that power, it makes known the excellence of whom I am. We don't know the excellence of Yahweh. It is a false, fictitious thing to us. It has no reality. It has no truth. It has no life at all. And those that are called to be the sons, the house of Israel, has none whatsoever. I want you to hear this. I want to read this from the Apocrypha. It's from Wisdom, the book of Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 17. I want you to hear this and listen very carefully. It says, let us see that this is the wicked talking. It said, let us see if his words are true. Let us see whether the word of Yah is true. Now that's what the wicked are saying. As the enemy try or oppose those that stands in the Torah of Yah. Let us see if his words are true. And let us test what happened at the end of his life. So we're going to try you. We're going to test you and see whether the word that is in you, written in your lips, whether it is true. And you shall be tested at the end of your life to see whether you relied upon that or whether it was just some kind of little falseism that you pretended that you desired or you took great delight in, but there was no beauty or strength at all that you received from that at all. So let us test him. Let us try Yah and see what this word is true. And let us see what will happen to those at the end that have been tested. For if the Tzaddikah man, the righteous man, is Yahweh's son. Now that's what it says in this book of wisdom in the Apocrypha. It says, for if the righteous man is Yahweh's son, Yahweh will help him. And will deliver him from the hands of his adversaries. If a Tzaddikah man, if his Tzaddikah has come by the Tzaddikah of Yah, the righteousness of his Torah, then Yah will protect that man and he will watch over him and he will deliver him from the hand of his adversaries. Let us test him with insults and torture, for we will find out how gentle he is and make trial, trial of his forbearance, of his patience. Know you in your patience possess your soul. Don't you know that your ability to endure, to wait on Yahweh, is the security of your being? Let us try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death. For according to what you say, what he says, he will be protected. According to what we say, we believe that Yahweh will watch over us. and that He protects us. It is just some form of verbiage, or is it real? And it flows from the depths of our inward parts. Does it flow out of a corrupt well, a cistern full of darkness and stench? Or is it a truth that we truly trust Yah and that He will protect us? Are we the Sadiqah of Yah and we are led by the guidance of His Ruah? For there is a written truth in the love of Yisrael. And Yahshua has given the power of life to that word. The words that He spoke, they were Ruah and they were life. And everything that Yah speaks, it is life. Everything He speaks unto Yisrael, it is life. It will dismantle and destroy death in us, but it will bring forth life. And that's what it does. This they reason, but they were led astray, for their wickedness blinded them. For their own wickedness blinded them. It is our own wickedness, our own criminal activities against Yah that blinds us. When we began to doubt Him, we have no trust in Him. We will blame someone else, but it's our own wickedness that blinds our eyes. And we become as blind guys trying to lead the blind. And then you find yourself falling in the ditch. And everyone that associated with you, they will begin to form the same deep revenge. And that is a strange woman. You began to build your own religious spirits and your own religious ways and your religious dictates. And whereby the commands of Yah have no power at all to you. The wicked. They go astray, they're led astray, their own wickedness blind their eyes. They do not know or understand the secret purpose of Yahweh. How Mashiach was hidden until His time to be revealed. And as I said unto us, brothers and sisters, all those that declare that they are Yisrael, they are not Yisrael. They are not the true seed of Yah. And as Hamashiach was revealed in His time, so shall Yisrael. For they shall have the fiery trial, and they shall all come through. For the fiery trial of Yaakov, he prevailed. And the fiery trial of Yisrael, Yisrael shall prevail. And there is a fiery trial, and it is for one purpose, to try what is already written in our lev. Not to try our flesh, because it's weak. It has no character. All flesh has the same character. It is defiant. It is rebellious. It is sinful. It is full of stench and wickedness. That's the character of all flesh. That's what constitutes all flesh. So it's not the purpose of your vile flesh. The purpose of flesh is to impel it, to destroy it, to bring it down, to bring it under the rigor, to bring it under the forcefulness of the Torah and the teachings of Almighty Yah, because it constantly rebels. And so the wickedness of our own mind will say, I want to see if He can do it. I want to see if He's able to do what He says He'll do. But the Sadiqah man, he knows, a man that understands time and judgment, he knows that Yah will deliver him again and again from all of his adversaries. That's not the issue, whether we're delivered from our adversaries, because Yahweh delivers us from our adversaries. Those that oppose the truth of Yah, those that are adverse to what Yahweh says, they are our adversaries. I don't care how you look at it, they are adverse to Yah, as Brother David's simplicity or wisdom, and he told us those things. They have an aversion for Yahweh. They despise Him. They don't love Yahweh. They do not care for Him. And they did not know the secret purpose of Yah, nor hope for the wages or the rewards of His Kodesh power. And this is profound here. Nor discern the prize for blameless soul. The wicked cannot understand that there's a great reward for those that are blameless before Yahweh. And they cannot sense that they are those that are blameless and walk in the purity of Yah, because of their own wickedness, it has blinded their eyes. And when they see a brother or sister having a battle, when they're going through the little skirmishes, there will always be battles in our lives. Why? Because we must always oppose our flesh. There will always be battles. You're going to have that. until the last fiery trial, the last battle as HaMashiach, when he said unto the Abba, I'm ready. Not my will, but your will be done. And when we get that ready made up mind, there will be the constant reverberation of our mouths. Not my will, but your will be done. Why? Because you know you have impelled the power of flesh to rule in any way at all in your life. When you began to question and doubt, when you began to reason in your mind, when you allow the wickedness of your own love, the deceitfulness of your own wickedness to blind your mind that you cannot draw from the wellspring of life, you will find yourself being consumed away with death. For we were all dead and in trespasses of sin. And that's what it does. It brings sin, unbelief, no faith in Yah. And we know that it takes faith to please Him. We must have that. Without His Emunah, you cannot please Yah. And this damnable thing they call the faith of Yah in the world today, it is not. It is a deception from hell. It is a lust and a greed that is based upon the corruption of man's heart. For the heart is deceitful above all things, and it is desperately wicked. Did it say Mahawashua says my heart? Did it say Mahawashua says my heart? We want to say someone else's heart, don't we? That causes us our troubles and causes us to fall into certain ditches. No, it is your own deception, your own wickedness. It's your own wickedness that have blinded you, whereby the reality of Yahweh is not a true thing to you. It's your own wicked ways, your criminal activities. You're trying to do things secretly. That's what a criminal does, doesn't he? You're trying to rod and straddle the fence. You can't do it that way. Don't think that what things that have befallen you, that they are strange things. Because you will go into strange, erratic kind of activities and thinking strangely too. That's what you will do. That's why HaMashiach, he had to persevere in that Gethsemane experience. Hallelujah. Because he was a partaker of the honor of Almighty Yahweh. And being a partaker of the very afflictions of HaMashiach, we know that we're partaker of the honor of Almighty Yahweh. For how can you say that, preacher? For that witness is true to us. And we know that we're partaker. That's why it calls us to be glad. We believe the report. We believe the Torah. We believe what Yahweh has said. And the reason we think it's strange is because we don't believe what Yahweh has said. And we truly believe what Yahweh has said. We will not think it's strange. Well, these things have befallen unto me, but they're not strange. We are partakers of the afflictions of HaMashiach. It is going to prove whether we have the true pudding or the true ingredients in the pudding. And that is what is written in us, in our lev, whether it's alive or whether it's dead. Whether it's alive or whether it's dead. For the fiery trial shall try us all. Think it not strange. And so these little battles that we have, these little skirmishes, they are to bring us to the final epic of life. Whether the witness of Yahweh is truth or whether it's just a false thing. Whether we truly believe this or we just bore ourselves throughout our life trying to please some mystical form of this thing called, quote, what the world calls a God, unquote. We call him Yahweh. And yet our lives are just sort of full of illusion. And it was no reality to us at all. It has to be. That's why we must understand that we are partakers. Until you get that settled in your life. Until you get that settled. Not partakers of your fleshly sinful ways. When a man is afflicted as being a kiddushim, then he doesn't complain about anything at all. He honors his Abba. Listen to this. He says, He said, for Yahweh created man for incorruption. He did not create him for corruption. He created him for incorruption. That's true, isn't it? You can find that throughout scripture. And made him in the image of his own eternity. He made him that way. That's why he said, don't eat of that. Don't defile Torah and you'll live. Listen, brothers and sisters. If man obeyed Torah, he will live. He will live. And that is the truth. And we obeyed Yahweh. For his words that he speak unto us, the life and the power that is in HaMashiach, they're life. He said, the words I speak to you, they're not mine, but the one that sent me. These are not my words. Hallelujah. And if a man eats that, he said, if you eat this word, you shall live and never die. You eat this body, you shall live and you shall never die. And so when we sense this thing, what we call the form of even natural death, we began to think strangely. We should not. We don't think strangely. We have the mind of Hamashiach. We think like Hamashiach Yeshua. We think like it because he is the purpose of Yah. His Yah's mind expressed in flesh, whereby he could reduce it down to an earthly thing. Hallelujah. That's why he made Adam, that he could speak the power of that mind to him. And the only thing he had to do was obey. He has not changed one bit at all. His word has not changed. And that's what he did with Moshe, with Israel. He gave them the power of living Torah. Just speak that to their mind. And when they realized the beauty who spoke that to them, and realized who it was, light will emanate out of them. Because we don't. Because there is no great love for his Torah, his Tanakh, his truth. Then there's nothing but death out of us. It's not the spark of his life in us. We do not become rejuvenated. It takes so much to rejuvenate you and to make you come alive. It takes prodding and pressing. And yet to hear the sheer hearing of the word of Yah, to cause us to sing with great Gila and Shimsha, great rejoicing. And that's what it does. Sure, but it doesn't cause that. Because we don't realize. And the reason we don't realize is because we don't have the experience. Not with Yah. We don't. He says in Wisdom 2:24, but through the devil's envy, death enter into the world. Through Shatan's envy. Now I don't care whether it's Apocrypha, Tehillim, Mishlei, that is profound there to me. And that is a simple truth. He says, but through the devil's envy, through the Shatan's envy, death entered the world. And those who belong to his party experience death. Those that belong to his association, they experience death, the pain, the suffering, the separation of Yah. But the souls, the being of the Tzaddik, of the righteous, are in the hand of Yahweh. And this is what I like about this. And it says, and no torment will ever touch them. It is either the truth or it is a lie. He said, and no torment shall overtake them, or torment will ever touch them. Kahiti says, they that keep the command of Yahweh, his Torah, no evil thing shall come nigh unto them. No evil thing shall overtake them. I believe what scripture says. There's a profound witness to what's in that Apocrypha, as in Torah, as the teachings of Torah. Those that keep the Torah of Yahweh, those that are Tzaddikah. Is not Yahweh's Tzaddikah righteousness from everlasting to everlasting? So we believe in the righteous standards of Almighty Yahweh. And we keep that which is written in our lever, because that is the righteous standards of Almighty Yahweh. The man keeps that righteous standard of Yahweh, no torment. He is not going to be tormented. Now you will be tormented when you begin to draw away with this strange delusion of your mind. So don't think it's strange. Don't think the trial and the battle is strange. Don't think that is a strange thing that has happened to you. Don't discount Yah that way. You are the righteous seed of Almighty Yahweh. You are the elect of Almighty Yahweh. He said nothing shall torment them. Our mind shall not be tormented, whereby we began to doubt Yah and mistrust Him. That's what torment does. It causes you to doubt and wonder. It causes you to be carried into delusions. You're not certain about anything. That's why they torture people. To make them discount the testimony. To make them say, no, it wasn't so, I did. And make them to confess to a lie or something that they want them to say. And Yah says that no one, the enemy, will not be able to torment you. But Yah, it seems like a tormenting thing. It's not tormenting to the righteous of Almighty Yahweh. If you have allowed the enemy to bring death into you where you're separated from Yah, you are participating in his parties, his activities, your mind is constantly gravitating to sin, defying the Torah, then you're going to be separated from Yah. That's what death is. Removes you away from Yah. You won't believe Yahweh. You will not trust him. And so the witness of Yahshua, it has no truth in us. That's the true trial, brothers and sisters. That what is written in us, that's the fiery trial. And the enemy, he's going to allow the enemy, the fiery darts of hell, to come against us in every way. He's given us the power of faith in Yahshua, that faith in our love, that we can quench or destroy every fiery dart of the enemy. We got to know that we are partakers of that affliction. We got to know that Yahshua is real and he's alive in us. And if he is not, you're going to be overtaken by the fiery darts of hell. You're going to be overtaken. The doubt, the inquisitions against you, you're going to be overtaken. That's just the truth. He's given us power by the witness of Yahshua to quench every fiery dart of hell, the shield of faith, that we can quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And that's all they have, fiery darts now. Yahweh said, know that the trial, or the fiery trial that you shall be tried with, don't think that it's strange. Don't give up on Yahweh because there's a fiery trial. You draw from the well the spring of life. You draw from the witness of truth. Now, if you don't have that witness of truth, then you're going to fall unto your own lawless ways. And you're going to begin to defy Yahweh and say to yourself, it's not so. I don't think that it takes all that. I don't think that this is the purpose of Yahweh. I don't think that there's a reason behind all of this. And you're going to try to remedy things yourself. And once you try to do that, you're not being led by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. He was led by the Ruah of Yahweh into the wilderness to be tried of the power of darkness. And there was no torment in him. He did not touch him. And those that have the Siddiqa, the righteous Torah of Yah in them, the wicked one cannot touch them at all. It's not in this religious shouting, in this euphoric. It's what he has put in there. It's written something in Yisrael and Yisrael alone. The seed, the remnant of the seed. He has put something in the inward part. And he has written it in the lev of Yisrael. I believe it. Hallelujah. We that are the Siddiq of Yahweh in his hand. We're in the hand of Yahweh. And no torment will ever touch us. We will not be tormented. There were those that were tormented by spirits of hell and Hamashiach. Cast out those unclean spirits. We will never be tormented. You began to allow this strange woman, this strange religious euphoric of emotions to overtake you. You're going to be tormented. You're going to be tormented. You're going to be afflicted. You're going to be afflicted with fear. You're not going to know which way to go or which way to turn. Because you will have no way to turn. You have no way. Your way seem right. It's only the way of Yah. Only Yahweh's way. And you will find yourself being tormented. You will find your mind thinking all kinds of strange, bizarre things. That is not of Yahweh. Hamashiach did not act or react bizarre. It is not of Yahweh. He walked in the pathway of Siddiqah. He was the pathway of Yahweh's righteousness. And he walked in that way. And his Torah, it's just, he met his truth. And his truth is righteous. His truth is righteous. That's what the enemy has done magnificently. And tried to find true Yisrael like he tried to seek out Hamashiach. They didn't know certainly until the hour and the time for him to be revealed. And when that time was, they took him. And when that time is revealed, that Yisrael is revealed, the fiery trial of hell shall try you. And Yah says, the battles now prepare you that you will not think it's a strange thing. It is not something strange that is happening unto you. You're not falling into some deep gully with no direction, not knowing which way to turn. We think like that, brothers and sisters, you're going to be overcome. And even in the midst of these skirmishes today, you're overcome. And it ought not to be. Because we don't rejoice in the afflictions of Hamashiach. For every one of those scars that were bored on his body was for the purpose of Yisrael. Everyone. And we get an understanding of that. We destroy the power of our flesh that want to try to reason or understand it in some carnal mind. And your natural mind will never understand the ways of Yah. Your natural mind doesn't even understand anything at all. Well, some man wrote it. Tell me what book on the earth you got your knowledge from. Some man did not write it. I don't care what book you read. Some man wrote it. This stupid jackass generation is dumb. It's stupid. It's not a book. Men want to discount the book, the scroll, and yet the book they read are for their philosophies. Some man wrote that too. A stupid generation. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joel says, I want to share something with you and give you a reminder of those that had a great love of Yahweh. And they understood who I was because they knew who HaMashiach was. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. And he's talking to the Israelite brothers. He said, moreover, Israelite brothers, we do want you to know of the free unmerited love, ahava, and favor of Yahweh bestowed upon the Israelite congregation of Macedonia. How that, listen now, how that in a great trial of affliction, do you all hear that? How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abound to the riches of their liberality. Do you all hear that? He said, I want to tell you that even the great trial of affliction, there was a great abundance of their joy and the deep poverty that they had, even in the midst of that, you see the abounding or the strength of their liberality, of their love toward the truth of Yah, because they brought their gifts and they strengthened the hand of the Nabi. In the midst of our great poverty, yet the Ahava of Yahweh should arise in the midst of this trial that we're in and the affliction. He says, for to their credit, and power, yes, I bear witness that even beyond their power, their ability, they were willing to give themselves. Even beyond their strength, they were willing to give themselves to Almighty Yah. Are we willing to do that? Are we holding something back in the reservation for us? We must love Him with all of our love. All of our mind and all of our strength. He's talking about a people that did not have the things that we think we have today. And yet there was an abundance of His great joy and His great love in the midst of their poverty. The gathering or the fellowship of the Israelite brothers and sisters there. For they had a great joy to know the power and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. And the power of HaMashiach. Verse 4. He says, pray or begging us. Now this is what they did, begging us. With much urgency that we shall receive the free, unmerited love and favor, their gift. It's what they inquired Him to take, that they may receive it. So that they could take part in the service of the mitzvah, the commandments to Israel, to the Israelite Kedushims. And they did. And this they did. Not only as we expected them, but for they gave themselves to Yahweh and then to us by the will of Almighty Yah. They gave themselves, even in the midst of the great trial, they gave themselves to Yahweh. And understanding what they had done, they gave themselves unto the cause of Yahshua. For we have the testimony of Yahshua. He is the power of Yahweh's testimony. And we have that testimony of Yahshua that Yahweh is real. If you don't have the testimony of Yahshua, then Yahweh is not alive. The power of His life is not in you. What is written in you, it wasn't written by Him. It has been written by some religious dictate and diction, but it's not been written by Almighty Yahweh. And so when they realized the witness of HaMashiach in me, what Shaul was saying, they gave even more willing and more freely because they knew that the witness was of truth. And in the midst of their great trial of affliction, now do you hear that? Great trial, not just a trial, but it was a great trial of affliction. It was not the fiery trial that shall try us all. It was a great trial of affliction. It caused even their joy to abound, even in the midst of their poverty. They're like this damned up a generation, these whole houses. Tell them that their God, and many does, and Dad does. Yeshua talks about Gad and many, the gods of fortune. That's what they preach in these whole houses today. The cauldrons of darkness, where the spirit of the gods dwell. Hallelujah. And yet those that are in poverty, it is almost like a cursed thing. And yet these were the Israelite elect of Yah. And they were in poverty. And yet that did not abate their rejoicing. And they're willing to give all that they still had. Even in the midst of their great poverty, they had to give. And the reason they were willing to give, because they were willing. They were willing. Because they believed the words of Shaul. And they brought that thing that was in them alive. The witness of Yahshua was real. The witness of Hamashiach is not real today. It must be real. And you will know that it's real because the power of His Torah is evident in our lives. That is what it is. What is sin? It is the transgression of Torah. It is when a man defies the Torah of Yahweh. That is what sin is. And Jaul says, not only did they do it, but we expected them to do it. Because we knew what was in them. We knew. So when I tell you that I know what's in you, or I know those that have the will and the purpose and the purity of heart, and those that have no strength of Yah, I know what I'm saying. I know in the midst of us those that are shallow and weak. I know it. I know you that will turn and forsake. I know you. Nothing has surprised me. Nothing at all. I don't get emotional about things that transpire because I understand the word of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. So I understand that. Shaul said, I expected them to do just that because they had a true witness that the power of Yah's life in them. We must have the power of this true witness for the fiery trial that shall try you. We think that it is strange. We think that we are on some kind of isolated little island ourselves. And it is not so. There's a fiery trial that shall try Israel. And we cannot think that it is something strange. Listen to this in Sirach. I want you to hear this. And I want to show you what it says in Ecclesiastes. Kohiti. It says in Sirach 33:1. It says, no evil will befall the man who fears Yahweh. But in trial, He will deliver him again and again and again and again. No evil thing will overtake them or befall them. So if you fear Yahweh, and if Yahweh is your fear, and if there is a trial, if there is a trial that you're going through, then why do we sense that there's some kind of evil or something that has befallen us that is strange? No evil thing. The things that we encounter, they're not evil things. I know what this Jezebel says. It's not an evil thing. Death is not an evil thing. We expire this, not an evil thing. Shaul says, true from us, he was sick unto death. Until Yah delivered him. He raised him up. He said he knew he would have had sorrow upon sorrow if Yah had taken him. But no evil thing shall befall them that fear Yahweh. But in the trial, he will deliver him again. And he will deliver him again. And he will deliver him again. Well, Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 8:5, whosoever keeps the mitzvah, the commandment of Yah, shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man left discern both time and judgment. When a man keeps the mitzvah of Yah, he will feel no evil thing. So why do we think that is something strange? And that is what the spirit of something strange has to do with, really. It is a strange, evil thing of a magical form. So it's not strange unto us. The trial that we're encountering and the trial that we endure. It is all for the experience, for the fiery trial that shall try us. He kept Israel 425 years in Mizraim. For a trial. And they failed it. And those that were evil, they died.
It's in the book. Hallelujah. For fiery trial. He set the fiery trial among them. Whether they will maintain his Torah or they will denounce it. Whether you keep alive this living light in us, this living word, or whether you will go astray with it. HaMashiach did not come to teach a new doctrine. He taught the doctrine that was established with Yah from the beginning. And the Nabis, the prophets, taught it as well. He did not come to change nothing. He came to give power and life to what was written in the beginning. If Yahweh, and I use this expression dumb, if he is that uncertain and that dumb, where his words have no power, something is wrong. If he is the mighty, whatever word he speaks is pure, isn't it? Then it doesn't change in this hour like it was in that hour as well. It's still the same. Because he is the same. And HaMashiach came to show us the power of this living source that we had. Even though it was spoken unto us, Yah said, I'm going to go beyond that for Yisrael. I'm going to write it. I'm going to put it in them. And they have a burning hope in the inside. And when my HaMashiach, when my Yahshua come, he will bring that alive. He will resurrect it. He will resurrect it. Because it's been dead, covered under that old enamored heart, that old hardened heart of sin and defiance of Torah. And HaMashiach, he came and he went down in the midst of that tomb of our hearts. And the breath of Yah breathed on him. And it rose the power of that living word to life. It should cause the excitement of Yah to fill our lives. When we hear of his profoundness, his truth. And what he has done for the house of Israel to establish them. The gates of our hearts were closed, welded tight. Sin had shut it. You couldn't even get to that secret thing that he had put there. That's why the enemy, he has used sin, the rejection of Yah's Torah, to be pervasive in the world. He used religion to give man a nice feeling, give him an emotional euphoric. Their son whorehouses, give them a little chance to just kind of shake their hips a little bit. That metaphor of HaMashiach and the actuality of him going down into the earth, it had more than just one implication. He went down into the belly of the heart of man of Yisrael to break the shackles of sin that had bound that living word that Yah had put there. If we had believed in the beginning, he would have never had to send HaMashiach. We just didn't believe. We saw with Adam, he didn't believe. So he went down into the lap of man. To break the shackles of the bondage that had encrusted their hearts, whereby the power of that living truth could not rise. Whereby the Torah, we debated it, and we disputed the Torah, we rejected the Torah. Now, the Torah is the power of his assurance and his experience that we have. We walk in that light. Was Torah, his mitzvah, was a light unto my feet. That's what it is. His living commands, his truth is a lamp unto my pathway. He has not changed. And so he broke the shackles of our corrupt hearts. He made us free. He came to free up that source that was in Israel. That's what HaMashiach came to do. That's why we must rejoice and have great joy, because we know the power of that deliverance, what he has done. In the graveyard of sin, our hearts encased with sin and darkness. Hallelujah. The Torah meant nothing to us. The mitzvah of Yah had no power at all in our lives. The commands of Yah's instructions, they were not real unto us. And when the light began to shine out in the deepness of the crevice of darkness of sin in our lives, it began to expose the sin that had besieged you, that doubt and that mistrust and that unwillingness. That's the sin that besieged the people of Yahweh. Where we could not obey Torah. And now there's a will, because the life of Torah shows us the path to Yahweh. The Torah was written there to show man the path of Yahweh. He gave him Adam a Torah to show him how to stay in my presence, how to walk before me, how to stay before me, how to be intrigued by me, and how you can intrigue me. And the enemy saw that, because he could not get into the presence of Yah. And caused man to sin. He did not make man to be corrupt. Hallelujah.